You're listening to SBS News.
With fierce dancing and a blend of trance, hip-hop and theatrical pop, ATEEZ is the band tipped to be the next big thing in K-pop. The rookie group made its debut only 10 months ago and is already touring the world. It's two Australian shows at the weekend united fans around the country. Lining up for hours on a near-freezing Sydney wharf, Amir Hashemipour says the band helped him through difficult times.
The way they really express those feelings out in their movements and their dance, and they have really close connection with their fans as well.
Overcoming barriers to tackle mental health is a message band members want to spread.
Because you're more brighter than the star.
At Sunday's show, Park Sung-hwa even took a moment to tell fans to check in on one another. The next morning, he told SBS their fans, affectionately known as ATEEZ, were the group's biggest inspiration.
가끔씩 이제 포기하고 누구나 포기하고 싶은 순간이 있더라도
Our message is that if someone inspires you to overcome defeat in moments when you feel like giving up, then that's a good influence for us.
좋은 영향인 것 같다라는 메시지를 전달해 드렸어요.
Kim Hong-jung agreed.
And also every moment with ATEEZ, that's our inspiration. So we hope to they feel the same way with us. So that's our message in our songs and album and everything, because do it together.
Critics say it's rare for a K-pop band to gain such a big male fan base so quickly. But fans like Sam Anderson say it's because their music tells him he can be anyone he wants to be.
Just from the get-go, just amazing songs, amazing members, just all-around great group. It's just good to add personality to the music and the artists you're following, so it's not just the music you're following the artists as well.
Amir Hashemipour says they're helping start a conversation that needs to be had.
I think it's something that doesn't get talked about very often in the media, especially with males.
The genre is often credited with breaking down gender stereotypes, but fans such as Isabella Trans say the group is going beyond that, with relatable messages of acceptance and unity.
With like K-pop in general, they wear a lot of makeup, and with their styling and fashion, they're very expressive and like experimental. And I feel like people can relate to that more because they feel like they can express themselves more and not confine themselves to a certain standard, like a beauty standard.
It comes as Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt announced a national intervention to tackle the growing mental health and suicide crisis among young Australians. Clinical psychologist Dr. Christopher Hunt from the University of Sydney says there's no denying K-pop is having an impact down under.
When K-pop first started taking off in the Western world, and even, you know, in Eastern countries as well, there was a bit of a, you know, shock to the system because a lot of the K-pop idols, the male idols, they're wearing makeup. They dress in ways that, you know, might have been considered feminine not so long ago. And so it was almost felt like there was this redefining of masculinity. But it is important to remember that underneath that, there was still some evidence of the old toxic masculinity processes.
The K-pop world was rocked earlier this year when some of the industry's biggest names were charged with sexual abuse and illegally recording sexual activities. Mr. Hunt says the new musicians are changing this.
The thing is, underneath of, you know, some of that veneer of those changing depictions of what it means to be a man, there was some of the same issues that we're seeing with toxic masculinity, like that we saw in Australia with the rugby players, where it was a lot of the same sort of boasting amongst their friends about, you know, women that they've been with. And we had some of that same sort of attitudes that we've seen in the past. So it's good that some of the more recent K-pop bands that have come up have really tried to address this and really trying to push for something different and better.
Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.